Welcome from God's Acre to our Monday morning message, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
So Joseph is sold into slavery by his brothers, and his journey there is just the beginning of a really tumultuous kind of peaks and valleys existence that has him at times in the employ of someone who appreciates him, but then also at a moment thrown into prison for an accusation, a false accusation of misbehavior on his part, all the way to Pharaoh and being Pharaoh's second in command. So Joseph's journey is a long and extraordinary one, but toward the end of it, his brothers who sold him into slavery, as you may remember, have to go to Egypt themselves because of a famine to get food for the family. And Joseph recognizes his brothers, but they don't recognize him. And so there's this moment when Joseph chooses to reveal himself to his brothers. And one of the first things he says is, God sent me here before you. So this is a way of kind of forgiving and embracing his brothers and putting them at ease. He says, God sent me here before you to preserve for you a remnant on earth, and to keep alive for you many survivors. So it was not you who sent me here. This is extraordinary. He says, so it was not you who sent me here, but God. Okay, so many of us believe this in some form or another, that God has a plan. Or at least that's what Joseph said to his brothers. Selling Joseph into slavery was not a result of his brothers' hateful intentions. Rather, it was God's way of ensuring that God's people found preservation in the land of Egypt. So because Joseph was taken to Egypt and rose to power there, second in command of Pharaoh, when famine engulfed the land of Canaan, Joseph could provide safe haven for his entire family. So bad intentions, according to the story, bad intentions lead to a good outcome. And that may be the real truth of this story in all its peaks and valleys, in all its moments of really anguish and troubling content. Now, the idea that unfortunate things happen to us in life and that they're part of God's plan might be a naive way looking of life. We just need to say that. It's a way of holding out hope that our misfortune is just a prelude to greater blessing. And it's well worth questioning whether the bad things that happen to us in this life are part of God's design, but the Bible and our life experience teach us that God certainly has the ability to bring wonderful outcomes out of the worst circumstances. I've never been entirely sure that God, in fact, I doubt God makes bad things happen, but we do live in a world where unfortunate circumstances befall us, and the question is, where is God in and through it all? Is God kind of a puppet master? Somewhere up in heaven pulling strings that are for our blessing and at times for our cursing? Or is this created order such? Is this created order such that life just unfolds and sometimes there are these beautiful, extraordinary moments and then there's other times when we find ourselves like Joseph in a pit, in bondage, with no way out, only to find ourselves later on in a place of provision and blessing we couldn't have imagined before? You know, I don't know if God manipulates all that, but I believe, and I hope you believe, that somehow God works through all circumstances for good. And that's what it says in the New Testament, that all things work together for good for those who love and serve the Lord and are called according to his purposes, that even those challenging moments are opportunities for God to enter into our lives and do something new and extraordinary. It's the story of Joseph, it's the story of Jesus, and it can be our story too. So I want you just to think of a time, reflect upon a time when an unfortunate circumstance actually wound up leading to real blessing for you. And let's pray. Lord, we do struggle to think that you intend bad things to happen to your people. I mean, through the life of Jesus and the many Christian witnesses that have followed him, we're told of your kind of infinite love and care. Your plan for our lives, we're told, does not include harm. But even when we're injured, we find, if we're open to it, that you're able to preserve us and restore us in the most remarkable of ways. So, Lord God, we want to thank you. We want to thank you for bringing good outcomes out of bad situations. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and the ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.